in the limelight. Joanne Donovan, an expert in technology and online extremism at Harvard University, said the Hanau attack in Germany is evidence that conspiracy theories that are circulated by Americans in the United States and through message boards that are predominantly American do have an impact in other places. While no early evidence emerged linking the Hanau attacker to established extremist groups or individuals, analysts said that both the online manifesto and the 9 people the gunman chose to murder made it clear that this attack was part of an ongoing pattern of white supremacist terror. Stay with us for an article concerning this issue written by Lois Beckett, entitled Hanau Attack, Part of Pattern of White Supremacist Violence Flowing from United States. The article was published in the Guardian newspaper. Stay with us for more of Lois Beckett's article. Experts said the mass shootings targeted 2 coffee shops in the German town of Hanau appear to be the latest in a series of global attacks motivated by white nationalist ideology. According to online video and documents, German police are investigating in connection with the attack. The 43-year-old German man, identified by authorities as the gunman, also appeared to be obsessed with America and with American conspiracy theories. One video posted on YouTube under the same name as the website containing the gunman's manifesto described a conspiracy about the abuse and torture of children in secret locations in America. Experts in global extremism said the comments paralleled several recent conspiracies popular with American far-right, including the Pizzagate conspiracy, which prompted an American gunman to invade a popular pizza restaurant in Washington, D.C. in 2016, believing that it was the center of a secret child abuse ring run by high-ranking Democratic politicians. In that incident, the gunman fired his military-style rifle inside the restaurant, but no one was injured. Joanne Donovan, an expert in technology and online extremism at Harvard University, said the Hanau attack in Germany is evidence that conspiracy theories that are circulated by Americans in the United States and through message boards that are predominantly American do have an impact in other places. While no early evidence emerged linking the Hanau attacker to established extremist groups or individuals, analysts said that both the online manifesto and the 9 people the gunman chose to murder made it clear that this attack was part of an ongoing pattern of white supremacist terror. Marilyn Mayo, a senior research fellow at the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism, said, "He targeted particular places where he knew he would find migrants," adding, "In his actions, he went to target the groups that he thought were detrimental to Germany and destroying German society and culture." The 9 people killed at 2 different coffee shops in Hanau were all from immigrant backgrounds, many of them Turkish nationals. Early reports suggested that one of the victims may have been a 35-year-old pregnant mother, and that employees at the coffee shop targeted were also amongst the dead. People of Turkish background make up Germany's single largest ethnic minority. German authorities have described the gunman as being motivated by a deeply racist mindset and are investigating the shootings as an act of domestic terrorism. Marilyn Mayo said the author of the online postings associated with the attack talked about the achievements of the German people versus non-white immigrants, and the so-called crimes committed by non-white immigrants including how Germans, who are complacent about it, are part of the problem. This fixation on purported crimes committed by non-white immigrants is a central preoccupation of mainstream racist politicians in the United States, the United Kingdom, and in Europe, as well as previous white nationalist killers. Brian Levin, the director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University in San Bernardino, said, "What we have occurring now is white supremacy integrated on a global scale." Joanne Donovan, the Harvard expert on online extremism, said the internet has helped nationalist extremists connect across borders and find common cause, advancing the idea that if you act on and commit violence in one country, it's for the good of the white race globally. Unlike the manifestos associated with previous white power attacks, the online postings being investigated in relation to the Hanau murders are rambling, with references to mind control and persistent delusions, and no direct homages to previous white nationalist attacks or attackers. Marilyn Mayo said the postings also include references to different American and Canadian New Age conspiracy theorists and researchers who believe in alien abductions. Experts noted that the online Hanau Manifesto also included a description of the writer's feelings on alienation from women and inability to find a wife, echoing misogynistic talking points made by the perpetrators of recent mass murders targeting women in the United States and in Canada. Like many American mass shootings, the Hanau attack has a link to domestic violence. German authorities said the shooter went home and shot his mother to death before killing himself. Levin, the director of the Center for Study of Extremism, said that many perpetrators of mass symbolic violence have multiple factors driving them, some primary and some secondary, including ideological motivations, revenge or personal benefit, and emotional psychological problems. Researchers have found people with serious mental illnesses are more likely to become a victim of violence than a perpetrator of violence, and that other factors, particularly previous violent behavior, is a much better predictor of extreme violence than mental health issues. Within Germany, the Hanau attack follows the murder of a local German politician who had spoken out in defense of refugees, and another mass shooting attack on a synagogue and a kebab shop in Halle, which left two people dead. The Halle shootings would likely have claimed more lives had the attacker not used handmade firearms, which malfunctioned during the attack. Globally, white nationalist attackers have targeted synagogues in the United States and in Germany. They have targeted mosques in England, in Norway, and in Christchurch, New Zealand, and a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, near the border between the United States and Mexico. Some attackers have described migrants and immigrants as invaders, as well as elaborating on the belief that a range of supposed enemies, from Muslim and Jewish people to feminists to leftists, are conspiring against the white race. Joanne Donovan said in ideologically motivated attacks, the violence is used to get people to go back and look at the manifesto. And when online platforms make it easy to share manifestos or even live-streamed footage of the attack, we're going to continue to see that same tactic over and over again. But Joanne Donovan said that she had seen some early evidence that, on Twitter at least, the Hanau gunman's manifesto or messages celebrating his attack had not spread in the same way as the footage of the attacks on two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand last March, which left 51 people dead. Joanne Donovan said changes in Twitter's policies, the disarray and the deplatforming of certain white supremacist groups, and the German media's practice of not using an attacker's full name in news coverage are among the factors that might have contributed to this positive development.